All you truckers and truckers' wives and everybody in the trucking industry, maybe it was an accident or maybe you did it on purpose, but you found Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. I'm Troy and this is
Tyler.
Hey Tyler, before we get started, you got something to say to these people?
Of course, we got to tell them how to find us. Hey, head over to TalkCDL.com, the official website for Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. There you can find all of our social links, such as our link to iTunes and Google Play. But especially, head over to Facebook.com/TalkCDL and hit that like button. We got a great show ahead of us, so let's get to it.
Today, we've got Ron Henderson in the studio with us. Ron, say hi to everybody, man.
Hello, everybody.
All right. Now Ron is a former guest last year on the show. He was always going down the road in his over the road truck, and he's in town today. And so we invited him in to talk. And Ron, let me set the stage for everybody. Ron, we've been kind of monitoring his career since he started. Ron started with Stevens Transport 2 years ago this month. In fact, last week, I think, Lord willing, this past week was his anniversary, 2 year anniversary. He's gone from company driver to lease purchase. We're going to talk about that here in a second. He's legit. I mean, and some of the most impressive things I got to say, Ron, and about you that most truck drivers will never do. Ron, you don't go home ever.
Oh, that's not true.
Hey, Ron, your wife's sitting here in the studio. Should we get her on the mic? You never go.
I generally try to get the paychecks rolling by the time I get home. That way we are comfortable and we put a little bit of aside. That hasn't always been the case, and I try to get home whenever I can. But I'm also still in the learning phases and basically just waiting until this contract is up. Once the contract's up, I'm looking to, you know, make a different transition. And Lord willing, get on a different pay scale and better home time.
So sorry to cut you off there, but I really want to make this point out there because there's a lot of it. And this is kind of...
Not sorry.
I'm not. This is kind of a pro bono kind of interview here. We really didn't script any of these questions really. But one thing that I think a lot of lease purchase guys is they don't have a plan. What it sounds to me is that you came into this with like a plan, like an outlook on your career as a lease purchase guy. Like you're trying to pay off a truck and then owner operate it, or what are you trying to do here?
Basically, what I wanted to do was educate myself on basic different various operations in the trucking industry. So I have a better understanding of where I want to go down the road. I've learned that it's a lot tougher in the lease side. You got to work a lot harder and you got to be a lot smarter too. After that, I'm going to go back and work on getting capital set up for maybe another 5-7 years down the road, maybe looking into getting into a actual lease purchase versus what I've done here with Stevens Transport. They're a very good company to start out with, but if you don't plan on, you know, training other drivers or driving as a team, it really makes it kind of difficult with the way their structure is. So what I'm looking for is a different structure, about 4 to 6 weeks home time. And this last time I was out for 3 months and My wife is like, when are you coming home?
Yeah. And let me just touch that for just a second. You know, the average trucker goes stir crazy literally after 10 to 14 days. I mean, that's probably the average driver. A lot of them really want to be home every week. When you see a driver that literally stays out for months at a time, and everybody knows that I was a long haul driver for a long period, if you will. And after 2 weeks, I was ready to get out of the truck. That was me. I ran 2 weeks and then I needed to come home for a couple of days. So I got to tell you, man, that to me is a super trucker. I mean, if ever the term fits super trucker, it's the driver, male or female, that literally can live in that cab and just be out mountains, cities, just doing it day after day after day after day, doing doing their laundry on the road, you know, eating on the road, and just really having a cell phone relationship, if you will, with your wife. And I'm going to tell you, and Tracy's here with you today. She's sitting over here in the studio. I'm waving back because I'm trying not to look away from the mic. Because as my wife, it takes a strong wife or even a husband, okay, to be married to an over-the-road long-haul truck driver, okay? There's a difference between an over-the-road trucker and a over-the-road long-haul trucker, because there's drivers that really, they're over-the-road and they only run maybe, you know, half of the country and they're within a half a day's drive, where you are like one day you're in Seattle, the next day you're in Maine. You are, well, the, you know, I mean, you're going not the next day, but you're on your way, which is to me very impressive. And it's something that I never could do when I was a trucker. So hats off to you, brother, man. So, so let me ask you a question. And let's, Tyler, did you have another question pertaining to these?
Not so much a question, but just kind of a statement to mention that, you know, Ron's here not only does he go out 3 months at a time, but I think one thing really to take away from that for any new drivers or any even seasoned drivers, because we see it all the time. Okay, he's not particularly, he likes his position right now, but he realizes he has ambitions for certain aspects. But he understands that he can't just up and leave, right? So he's been with them, what, almost 3 years now? Is he going?
No, it's, it was 2 years this month.
2 years this month, right. Okay, so what? And your lease is a 3-year lease, I'm guessing?
Just a 2-year lease.
Just a 2-year. Okay. Yeah. So, but you didn't get into it and realize, you know, hey, it's not where I want to be or anything, and just up and leave. You stuck your time with this first company and built that relationship and built that resume, you know, before you went and just left it, you know?
And I see where Tyler's going with this. Mm-hmm. It's, and like you had said, Ron, you realized that there was some, it's not all roses and.
Hey, Troy, let's take a pause for a second and thank our sponsor, Mercer Transportation, an awesome flatbed owner-operator company. You can show your support to the show by heading over to mercertown.com or talkcdl.com and click on the banner.
Yeah, drivers, if you're looking to drive and lease on to one of the best owner-operator companies in the United States, I'm telling you, Mercer Transportation is where it's at. These people are sincere. They're genuine. We've talked to them several times ourselves, and they are the real deal. Check them out and let us know how you like them. Champagne, when you become a lease operator, and I think I see what Tyler's getting at, is you stuck to your commitment and you've seen it through really for the better part of your career. And this is, believe it or not, when you come on in the trucking industry and you stay with your first company at least 1 year, you're already in you're already in about the 5% that come into the industry, because most truck drivers come in and they have 3 to 4 jobs their first or second year. And here you are on your second year anniversary, never drove for anybody else. And that's actually a testament to building a career, if you will, and maybe other truck drivers can see. And look, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You stuck it out. And I'm going to tell you, I really believe that that's going to pay off for you.
Well, I will say this. I've been truly blessed. Been up and down throughout my life. And one thing I learned throughout my entire life is that in order to get the loyalty, you have to show loyalty. And I've always tried to do that no matter where I go, to try to just show I want to come to work every day. I want to work hard and go from there. And the trucking industry has really been a true blessing for me and my wife. It's been a little hard, but I continue to believe that this is where God wants me to be. And we'll continue to pursue this. And I'm truly blessed with my wife. She has been 100% supportive. And quite honestly, I don't know if I could have done it without her.
Well, and that's why I said that earlier. Hats off to her, because for, you know, every truck driver that's married, I'm serious. You better know who your wife is or your husband is when you become an over-the-road trucker, because that this is one of those jobs that probably has a very, well, I know it has a high divorce rate, you know, for, you know, and sometimes you can't blame somebody if they're at home for weeks at a time, maybe talking to kids or with nobody to talk to. Yeah, you know, but, you know what I'm saying. But now she had gone with you for, was it about a year? Wasn't she out there?
About 8 months, I believe it was.
Was it only 8 months? Yeah. And I know she liked it.
She liked it, but she got stir crazy. So
well, and I used to tell everybody when my wife was with me, every time I would look over in the passenger seat, she had that blank 1,000-mile stare. And it was, I called it the, I want to get out of the truck look.
She's had that look.
You know, it's just that, okay, I'm just kind of dead. I'm in your truck and I have nothing to do. And you know, think about it. You know, you can take a computer, you can take books, you can read, you can do all that stuff. But as a passenger bouncing down the road, 24/7, well, not 24/7, but for the majority of the time you're awake, just bouncing down the road, it really becomes, honestly, a more of a problem than it is, you know. And so you guys recognize us. You got out of the truck, and this is the way it's working. You know, there's 10 billion questions we'd love to hear about, Ron. You know, I just one or two quick questions. Favorite place that you've seen?
My favorite? Oh my goodness.
How about this instead? Favorite state to run?
Ooh, Texas.
You know what? Mine was always Texas. You're not allowed to have Texas. I already have Texas. No, I'm kidding. I love Texas. I'll tell you one of the coolest roads I've ever been down. 17 from Flagstaff down. Awesome road.
Another area I like to run is right around Denver. Now, east of the Rockies, of course.
Pretty, but it is pretty when you're coming up isn't it? Beautiful.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Has Tracy been out there?
Yes.
Out
to Denver? She's even been up to Cheyenne with me, and Cheyenne's not bad either.
Cheyenne's bad when you look at the video with that big pileup. Wow. Well, you've seen that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, winters here, you got your CB going?
I'm working on it.
All you got to do is turn the volume on, turn the squelch back. That way you're not hearing people. You know what I mean? But you know what? It is nice. Tyler and I were kind of advocates. It's funny. A friend of mine on my regular Facebook the other day, a girl that has nothing to do with trucking, she posted a thing. She goes, "Do truckers use their CBs anymore?" She just threw it out there. And like everybody on there is going, "Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do." And I got on there and I went, "Oh, guess what? I got to tell you, I kind of keep my personal life separate from this." And I said to her, I said, "Doreen," her name's Doreen. I said, "Hey, you know what? No, they don't. Most of them don't anymore." And that's why you're seeing the big pileup. So, you know, I'm glad you got a CB in there. Please turn it on. And let's be honest, Ron, winter's here. And I know at any moment you could see the ice, the snow. You've driven through all that crap. And you know, make sure you're warned. Tyler, you got any more questions? Because, Ron, are you going to be able to come back on the show next time you're in town? Because
I'd love to be back.
We'd love to get a couple shows recorded with you, man.
Should be back for Christmas.
Yeah, see that? Now it's October. What's today's date? The 24th.
Right.
Yeah, so Ron is officially, he's leaving before Halloween and coming back on Christmas.
Yep.
Crazy. What do you think, Tyler? Should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I guess my last question for this before we wrap it up is going to be, are you going to hang anything in like on your truck on the back for like Halloween or Christmas or anything?
Not really.
No,
maybe for Christmas, but not for Halloween.
Man, last year we had a whole thing about that. You know, we shared a bunch of links about people decorating their trucks and stuff. All right, I guess.
I have seen trucks out there with skeletons already on the grill. So
is it the driver? It's not the driver, is it?
No, but there was one that had a hat attached to it that said Swift. So
Swift. I gotta be honest with you, man. Swift, there's so much the blunt of every joke out there. It's horrible. Yeah. I feel bad for them because, you know, honestly, they're a huge company and they've got a lot of good drivers too.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know, when you're that big, you're gonna have more screw ups and you're gonna, you know, when you're the biggest, you're gonna have more of everything. You're gonna have more wrecks and you're gonna have more probably million milers.
That's funny because JB Hunt, from what I understand, is one of the biggest trucking industries.
And
you don't hear hardly anything.
Oh, you do. But like Swift Swift at one time when I was growing up, JB Hunt was the brunt, and then Swift kind of outgrew them, and now they are the brunt. Go ahead, Tyler.
I was gonna say they just have a good public affairs guy. And my I just had it and I just lost it.
He's getting old.
Yeah, no, really. I'm sure that's right, man. Afterwards. But
hey, let's wrap it up. My final thoughts, like they always are, if we're alive and able to do the show, we're gonna do it. Praise God. Tyler, you go right ahead, do what you gotta do, and then let's just go ahead and cut this show out. Ron, you got a final thought for us?
Just keep it between the zipper and the mayonnaise.
That's right. That's Ron's famous saying, the zipper and the mayonnaise. You know what, Ron? We'll have to have you explain that on the next show. Okay. Tyler, it's all you, brother. Wrap it up.
The last thing, I just remembered it. If you see any clowns driving past you in a semi, okay, It's not a Halloween joke, okay? That's freaky, okay? No truckers be dressing up in clown outfits driving down the road. The day that I see a trucker on Trucker's Wall of Shame out there in a clown suit, I swear. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. You know,
now you just gave me an idea.
Oh, for no. Halloween costume. Don't do it. Someone's going to shoot you. There's literally hunters out there showing that they're taking out clowns. I've
heard clown hunters. Yeah.
Clowns' lives matter.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Go ahead, Tyler.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Drive safe out there. And we'll see you next time. Drive safe. Thank you.